Welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my call-in radio show, and we're going to talk astrology tonight. And if you'd like to call in and speak to me live, our numbers here are 1-888-228-4494, 1-877-489-6350, or 530-776-5154. And if I spoke too fast, you can always get them on www.terrynazon.com. As we begin this evening, I know that I had made some predictions about the presidential candidacy and the elections and what was going to happen, and I did say things could get all kinds of crazy and mixed up. Well, you know, just as I'm watching the news, and I'm sure you were watching the news, I had predicted that every time a certain planetary configuration had taken place, this foretold of an assassination on the U.S. president. Well, both Barack Obama and President Bush had attempts or threats made on their lives today by some pretty serious people. So today, some of my predictions came true. Also, Hillary Clinton and her camp said, don't count her out yet, okay? So I think we still got some interesting storyline to go through with that whole scenario. So I thought we'd start taking calls earlier today if you'd like to speak to me, because I know sometimes we don't get to all the calls. Our lines are open, 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. This month, you know, we still have that full moon eclipse to go through on the 16th, and we have Mars squaring up with Pluto. Now, the interesting thing is that, you know, neither one of these attempts to our presidents or wannabe presidents happened or came true today, because, you know, the outer planets are in a debilitated state because they're retrograde. All right, so their influence is less or less powerful than it would be normally. So in some respect, that could have given some sort of protection to them. All right, so I don't think we have really anything to worry about this month. But how are these eclipses going to affect your life? This full moon eclipse could be a doozy. How do you think it's going to affect your life? What chart? What is it? Where does it fall in your chart? And so give me a call, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. And we have a call. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Lori.
Lori, hi. And what's your date of birth?
It's 1-18-1958. You should have my chart on file.
Oh, okay, and what name is it under? Give me the first three letters.
The last name is R-E-E.
R-E-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how can I help you today?
I just wanted to get your input on the rest of the year for me. I've got some decisions
to make. Well, you know, hold on, it's only a short radio show, and so these are little snippets of readings. They're not the full half-hour reading.
So no, I understand.
The rest of the year, it's kind of like I get scared. I'm like, ah. that's a lot
of
talking.
No,
all right, so let's take a look. Hello?
Do you want me to ask a specific question then, or did you...
You have your chart in front of you. Did you bring your chart to the radio show?
No, I don't have it in front of me right now.
Okay.
No. I'm pretty familiar with it.
All right. So in part, you know, I'd like us to, like, integrate, you know, the charts with the radio show. So, you know, if you're looking at your chart and I'm looking at it, then you can learn even more about how to do predictions, okay?
I'll pull it up real quick because I have it on my computer.
You're a Scorpio rising, and you have an interesting configuration with Jupiter, Neptune, and the North Node lined up.
I'm not a Scorpio rising.
Okay. You're 29 degrees.
I should be. I'm January 18. I should be Libra rising.
At 1 a.m.?
No. January 18th,
yeah.
1958.
Yeah, I got that.
1:10 a.m. is.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And your sun is a Scorpio rising?
No. As an astrologer, you are 29.44 degrees Libra rising. Honey, that don't make you. Your first house, you got Jupiter sitting on your ascendant at 026. That's maybe 40 seconds away from your rising.
Oh.
You understand?
Yes.
When I'm looking at your chart, yes, you're 29.44 degree Libra rising. Jupiter in Scorpio is at 0.26. And you've got more in Scorpio in your first house than you have in that Libra. So Libra makes up the better part of your 12th house.
I see.
Okay. So, you know, if I would say the way to really find out is read in the horoscopes, read for both Libra and Scorpio and see what makes a better predictive sense for you. Because the way the houses are cut up, it's probably going to seem to me that Scorpio would make a better prediction if you were reading horoscopes.
Really?
Yes.
Even more so than Capricorn, or you mean when I'm just focusing on my ascendant?
Well, you know, the Capricorn is you read for your sun sign, you also read for your rising sign.
Right, right.
Okay, and again, you're 27.42 degree Capricorn, so you're a very late degree Capricorn. So I would do an experiment and just see what felt better and what makes more predictive sense.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know
that. Because you have some very powerful planets going on in your first house. You have Jupiter, Neptune, and the North Node, bunched up right there within 6 degrees of your ascendant.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on there, right? So you're going to appear more of a Scorpio personality than very much a Libra personality. But what was your question to me? Let's go on.
Well, I'm looking at a career change and, you know, and also possibly moving overseas. Those are the two things that I'd like to investigate for me in the next 6 to 8 months.
Well, I would say that it could definitely be planned. There are some things that would indicate when a question comes up about moving to another country, overseas, or whatever, then the 12th house definitely rules living in a foreign country. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to have Saturn transiting into your 12th house. Okay, when Saturn enters Libra, it's going to be entering your 12th house. Okay, so that definitely could indicate moving overseas, but we're looking, 2010. All right? Now, doesn't mean that you won't travel to another country because we're going to have Mars entering Libra, okay? Even then, I would say it's the most I could predict a big move like that for you is going to be when the North and South nodes are squaring with your Jupiter. Jupiter would be overseas, movement, okay? And then we're going to have, the South node's going to move into your ninth house, and that's going to be like in about June. Okay?
Good. So more of a move, travel, but more of a move.
I'm going to say you probably won't. Maybe you'll move around a bit. You won't get settled until 2010, let's say. All right. But man, I'm not going to say that you're not going to move. But definitely, I could see you traveling back and forth beginning of June of 09. All right. And as Mars moves into Libra next month, you're going to be traveling. But as for a permanent residential change, that is usually indicated by the nodes.
I see.
Okay? And that wouldn't be until June of 2009. All right?
I see. Okay, great.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. You're welcome, darling. Bye. And so you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I am Terry Nazon. Our lines are open right now, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. If you would like to talk to me, I hope you all brought your chart just like Lori did, and we had a nice little conversation about her chart. And I bet you she learned a lot of good stuff there that she'll take with her, and it'll help her on her predictions. So give us a call here. Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, 888-228-4494. And if you're a bit too shy to talk on live radio with me, you can always call me in private for a private consultation and visit my website at www.terrynazon.com, where you can get your free natal charts. You can read all about your horoscopes, and you can give me a call for a private consultation. I am ready to do that, 888-334-7785. And we're glad to be here on bbsradio.com. And again, you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Give us a call. Our lines are open this evening, 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. I'd like to know what you all think about these eclipses coming up. We have the full moon eclipse. It's supposed to be a very potent eclipse, and it's happening at 24 degrees Aquarius. And that is going to be conjoining Neptune, or coming into the retrograde point of retrograde Neptune. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
My name is Bonnie. My question is about my financial situation.
Okay.
I want to know what you see as far as my financial situation. I've moved, and I want to know if I going to do.
Have you gotten your prenatal chart from my website yet?
Well, I have one. My son is in Sagittarius.
I'm sorry, did you get it from my website or?
No, I got it from Astro.
Okay, don't say it. It's my radio show. What is your date of birth?
It's 12/10/1949.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
12/10/1949.
All right, so you have a question about your financial situation. Okay, so 12/10/1949, and let's see. So you're a Sagittarius, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and so are you working now? Are you looking to make a change?
Well, I own a coffee shop, and I moved about 7 months ago, and I'm here, and it's just... I'm just trying to determine what to do. I thought about opening a shop here, but I'm just not feeling it. And so I'm wondering, what do you see me doing? I'm just not feeling it.
Well, you know, you are in a state of flux, okay, because you just got through with Uranus squaring your Sun and your Saturn, all right? So it's not that could be like an economic thing, but until Saturn actually gets past your Sun, you're not going to be feeling it for anything, and that's not going to be until the end of October, all right? So by the end of October, you know, you could, then you might get your mojo back. You might feel about doing something, but then we still got Uranus aspecting your Mars. So these are really aspects that are telling me that something else could be going on. That maybe you said you moved. Are you not happy with the move? Are you not in the right location?
Well, yeah, I wasn't feeling the move. I wasn't feeling the location when I first got here, but now it's great. I believe I'm where I should be at this particular time.
Uh huh. When you owned your other coffee shop, did you have a partner?
I still own it. My daughter runs it.
Okay. So you still own it, and you're thinking about opening up another one, correct?
I thought about it, but like I said, I don't really feel it. It's not really what I want to do.
Right.
The only thing I really feel a passion for is music.
Okay. Because, you know, I'm not seeing that there's going to be enough energy for you to work or open another business. I feel that around April, May of next year, then I feel like you're going to find something that you really love to do, and it could have something more to do with, like, something pretty, something artsy, something creative, something, you know, that people love. But that's next year. So I don't think that you're going to get a feeling about that I want to do this, I want to do that until next year sometime, all right? So maybe you have a little bit of guilt about not opening a coffee shop, but I don't see you getting that feeling back until next year, and then you'll find another creative outlet, and then you'll pour all your energy into that.
So do you think it's going to be something in music?
I feel like it could be something in music, absolutely.
Well, do you see me with a partner? I have.
That's why I asked you if you had owned a store with a partner, because I felt that that was something that you needed also. You need, you know, someone who you like and someone to be there for you. I do feel love is going to be good for you in the spring of next year. So anytime around March of next year, I feel, yes, definitely. You were born romantic, so I do feel love and romance coming into your life. And I do feel money's going to be improving, and I think you could get very lucky next year in both business and love.
Well, that is just great. I'm loving to hear it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazan Talks Astrology. Hi, I'm Terry Nazan, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And if you want to speak to me, our lines are open at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. You can visit my website at www.terrynazan.com to learn how you can get a private consultation with me or how you can get your free natal birth chart. But more than that, you can read your horoscopes, your daily, your monthly, your weekly, your yearly. You can read all my predictions that I make out there. You can learn all about astrology, and you can learn how to do astrology yourself, okay, because I'm big on that. And we have another caller with us. Hello.
Hi, Terry. This is Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. How are you?
Good. I love you. I think you're the best psychic here in the United States.
Thank you. Did you, one of my predictions came through today. Did you know that?
What was it?
It was, there was a threat or an assassination threat on both President Bush and Barack Obama.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not that I wish anybody harm.
Yeah, you're so great.
No.
You're so great. I love you. Listen, Terry, I always follow you on your website and on your, every time I can, on your radio shows. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I am a Capricorn, born on January 10th in 1966.
Did you get your free natal chart yet, Carlos?
What?
Did you get your free chart with us, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, what's the first letters of the last name?
My last name is Alvarez, A-L-V, like Victor, A-R-E-Z. I have it in front of me.
Okay, January 10th, 1956.
Exactly.
And you're born in Peru?
I was born in Peru, exactly.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Okay, can I put it on live speaker so my partner can listen to it?
I don't know how that's going to go across on the radio. It could be give a reverb.
Then that's okay. Does this work?
Yeah, that's better.
No,
is that
okay,
all right?
I'll put it back. I'm back. No, listen, I have it's a complex question. We've been here in Southern California since 2001.
Uh-huh.
And I've been here because of political and personal reasons with my partner, which is not from Venezuela, but he's from, which is not from the United States, but he's from Venezuela.
Okay.
And he was born in May 10th, 1966.
Okay, go on.
So, we've always been here on a fully legal basis, and but then we are now the end of our second term of our business visas is over, and and we are trying to get our green card. So everything has been submitted already.
Right.
My partner's paperwork was for the judge to be seen on October 24th. But suddenly,
okay.
Good news arrived that something has happened on a previous paperwork that we did, so it could be done before.
All right.
And then, on my case, I have an appointment with my judge in San Francisco in January 6th, which is when the kings go down.
All right. Well, the good thing is that. You know, you're an 18 degree Capricorn, and you are going to benefit that the fact that when Jupiter goes direct in Capricorn, both Jupiter and Saturn will be forming a really nice trine to your sun in the third house of communications and paperwork. Okay, so there could be good news coming. All right, and that's at the end of October. So I would say from October 20th. Yeah, October 20th through October 31st, you might see things all of a sudden just kind of turn around, all right?
Okay.
And I definitely, so you might just benefit from that whole thing. You're also going to have Pluto is going to be trining your Pluto during that same time. So all of a sudden, what seemed wasn't moving could all of a sudden move forward.
Move on, right?
I don't foresee a problem. You know, that you have to leave the country or anything like that. I'm not seeing that at all. Those days are gone.
Those days are gone. Exactly. Listen, Terry, we're highly prepared. We both have 2 degrees, plus we are MBAs and real estate agents. And we have been doing real estate in the last 6 years in the United States. Our income is very low nowadays. Is there a probability that we could switch jobs? Should we do that? What do you see in both our
All right,
cars?
Well, you know, I think that you need to have a backup with the real estate right now, because this full moon eclipse at 24 degrees Aquarius is going to be in a conflict to your Mars and your Pluto. So trying to stick with the real estate and only the real estate could cause you some difficulties, all right? I would say try to develop another line of work, maybe something else to back you up here, which I think you also could do in the month of October, because I think that something else could come along with that grand trine with Jupiter and your sun. You just might get a fabulous brand-new idea. And, and just go with it. Don't be stubborn.
Okay, so Jupiter and Saturn, let's go,
I'm going to get you through a lot, yeah. That's going to get you through a lot.
All right, Terry, I love you. I think very highly of you. I'm always a fan. And
thank you.
And listen, my father has not been well lately. My mother not lately well. And I have a brother that is my oldest brother, the only one older. I have 4 other siblings below me, younger.
I think your mom's going to have some problems in beginning in late September, so she does need to be watched. Okay.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay,
I don't see anything. I don't see anything with your father. I think it's your mother first. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you.
You're great. Thank you.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And I want to welcome you all to my live call-in radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Don't forget to visit my website at www.terrynazon.com, to get your horoscopes and your free natal birth chart and read along with us as we study astrology. I try to put up the degrees, and I'm trying to teach everybody how to be their own astrologers. One of my predictions sort of came true today. I had predicted and explained why in my 2008 predictions. There's a page up there on the website called 2008 Predictions. Why, astrologically, there were going to be assassination attempts on our presidents, okay? So both Bush and Barack Obama had not necessarily assassination attempts, but assassination threats from highly armed men today. And Hillary Clinton's camp said, don't count her out yet, because she did reserve the right up until the Democratic National Convention to put her hat back in. So I just want to let you know that it does work. You can't always say how it's going to work exactly the moment it's going to work, but even I have to go back and read what I wrote, because I write so much that I sometimes forget it all. So remember that, you know, astrology is for everyone. I want you to bring your charts to these radio shows. I want you to follow along on my website, follow along on the radio show, so that you also can learn a little bit about your own chart and how to read it and what counts and what doesn't. You know, right now in the month of August, all the outer planets are retrograde, meaning that they're debilitated or they're not as effective, not as powerful, not as strong as they normally are. And so it's the personal planets that are much stronger right now, along with Saturn. And Saturn tomorrow on 8/8/08, which we know to be that very auspicious Chinese day, is going out of its shadow. And this is going to be bringing in new challenges, new circumstances for us to deal with. So I hope everyone has gotten rid of the clutter of the past year and is ready to move on to some new challenges or make things different, okay? It does have the effect when it moves into some new degrees of kind of switching things around or sort of like making what was bad good, all right? So if you felt like you got the wrong end of the stick or you felt that things weren't going well enough, well, Saturn is also the planet that gives rewards. So it could be that many people are now in for a reward. We're here. We're ready. Our lines are open. Give us a call, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. The lines are open, and we are trying to take a little bit of a closer look at this eclipse coming up. Remember, I've always said that these eclipses, especially like a potent full moon eclipse, it's more or less talking about endings. When we talk about the moon is the ruler of the fourth house, beginnings and endings. Well, how does that take place? And we have callers here, so I have to stop for a moment. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Brit calling from Houston. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. What was your first name?
Brit, R-I-C-K.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
March 6, 1972.
Okay. And have you gotten your free natal chart with us yet?
I didn't get it from your website until today,
okay.
But I did have my natal chart.
All right, and how can I help you? What's your question to me?
I have just recently won the twins on July 21st.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I have a recently won twins, boy and girl, on July
21st. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I also have a question regarding my personal legal battles going on. You know, what do you see on that? Like, you know, what are my chances to get a success on those?
Well, it still looks to me like it could be a struggle, all right, because you're a 16-degree Pisces, so you're going to have Saturn's going to be squaring your sun, and you're going to be asked to prove, or you're going to be you're going to have to be extremely patient with that. There could be a settlement here, or there could be talks of settlement as soon as this month, but I don't feel like you're going to settle it just yet. If you don't settle it this month, then I think you're going to need to wait until Saturn moves into the sign of Libra. How long has this been going on?
Since actually April 3rd.
Okay. All right. It looks to me like it could be around October 30th, 2009 or November 15th, 2009 that it can actually be resolved. There'll be settlement talks on and off. I even think there could be settlement talks by the end of this month, August, okay? But you might not like what they're offering you, or you might not like what's being said. If that's the case, then I think you're going to need to wait until October of 2009, and then I feel like you'll be happier with what you get.
Oh, okay. But do you see, like, you know, I will get the more favorable results in favor of me?
It's going to be a settlement. I don't think anybody ever gets what the exact amount that they have in their head, but I think that it'll be enough that'll make you settle. Right now in August, I don't think that they're going to offer you too much, but if you might have to just wait them out a little bit. So it could be about another 14 months.
Right. Yeah, that part is absolutely right. The whatever they're offering right now is not enough. So, like, you know, we are trying to settle more.
Right, exactly. All right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And you are listening to Terry Neese on Talks Astrology. We have another caller on the line. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I don't know if I'm online or not.
You are.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Elisa. I don't have a chart with you.
Okay.
My birthday is August 4th, 1950.
Okay. And how can I help you today?
Well, I'm affected by the eclipse that just happened August 1st, and I wonder just both eclipses in terms of a possible change in my career, not necessarily, you know, completely changing careers, but doing something different, I feel, is happening.
Okay.
And also,
Okay. Well, the new moon eclipse, total solar eclipse, happened very close to your sun. So that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your career. It has to do with putting you, you know, like dominance, success, popularity, those kind of things. Your Saturn is at 17 degrees Virgo, and so you are going to be making a decision about what to do about a job, but you're not there yet, okay? In fact, you are going to have the South Node is going to be conjoining your Pluto at the end of September also. So it looks to me that somewhere between September 30th and October 24th, you'll be making a decision about a new position or a new job, all right? Is your job threatened at all?
No, I'm self-employed, Everything's going great, but I just can sense I would like to probably work with people differently, and
right.
I just sense a lot of changes.
I feel that at the end of September, I think that you can make those kind of changes. All right, September and October, those are the times when I feel like you can make those changes with your career or your business, and you can, like, kind of rearrange things to make them more fitting to what you want, all right? But it looks to me like it's going to be okay. Like I said, the new moon eclipse affected your popularity, and maybe that's why you're also feeling like you want to be involved more with people. Huh?
Yeah, the other thing is that people have told me that I'm going to lose a lot of money, and I am invested in the stock market, but in metals and things like that.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
People that looked at Saturn, actually. Not many people. A couple of people that are astrologers warned me of that.
Okay. Well, are you going to listen to me? Saturn squaring Saturn is a generational aspect. You're not going to lose anything, and it's an immutable sign. All it can do is cause a little craziness temporarily. It's not about you losing money, okay? So, you know, that's what I say, people need to be careful with making predictions because they can make people upset. Your moon is not afflicted. In fact, you got Pluto trining your moon. So if you're losing money, that's news to me.
No, I'm not yet, but I will be maybe. Okay, thank you very much.
That's a positive thought. Thank you. All right. And you are listening to Terry Neese on Talks Astrology. And we have another caller. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Terry. This is Jim from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. You gave me a reading a couple of months ago. I just wanted to follow up with your guest and see if I'm on track for the rest of the year for things improving.
My guest.
Do you have a guest on helping you?
No.
Oh, you're just by yourself. I was kind of listening kind of off and on. But anyway, if you could follow up with a reading or quickly, I would appreciate it.
What's your question?
Do you see my financial and personal relationships improving by the end of the year?
And what was your last name, Jim? Your first three letters?
My last name's McKay, M-A-C-K-A-Y, 6865.
Okay. All right, you're June 8th, 1965?
Correct.
Okay, so you want to know. Well, you know, you still have Saturn transiting your 12th house, okay? Typically, this is a little bit of a difficult transit because it asks you to look at all your fears. In the sign of Virgo, which is a worrying sign or a sign that is easily upset or easily, frightened, so you can see how that would affect your finances, because it's also called the 12th house of debt, okay? So I would say that this period of time is just marked by you just kind of like keeping pace, paying off past debts. And then once Saturn crosses your ascendant, which is at 23 degrees Virgo, then I would say this is a marked time of new beginnings, and everything should be going well for you by then. You'll be feeling more independent. But Saturn doesn't really cross your ascendant. It retrogrades back into your 12th house at 21 degrees and then gets out of your first house around in about September 2009. So if we keep that in mind, that Saturn transits the 12th house of debts, it's also the 12th house of divine intervention. So right at the end of the transit, it kind of like turns things around for you and kind of puts you back up on top. So it's an interesting house, and it's an interesting energy. Right now, Saturn is gearing up to opposing your Saturn. When Saturn opposes or squares in the chart, people who don't realize can say that, the last caller, something bad is going to happen. This is actually just a generational transit, okay? What I'm going to suggest for you is that you need to stay as calm as possible, because these are the mutable signs, and you invest, correct? You invest your money?
Yeah.
So you might get into a very fast-paced trading environment, because the mutable signs are always very fast-paced, okay? And one of the things that you're going to be dealing with in that fast-paced trading environment is you're going to get a little scared, because it'll be maybe go too fast for you, or you might hesitate, or you might procrastinate. So because the Virgo planets don't act on everything, okay, they procrastinate, they hesitate, all right? So probably any losses would be because not taking advantage of opportunities. All right, but your sun is trining your moon, so that gives you a good, I don't see heavy losses, but I think that you're going to come out okay with the finances. As far as your relationship goes, it looks to me like maybe you just need to have to pay a little more attention, to the person in your life. Are you seeing someone?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, there's some light, I see some light dating coming up. I see about two different people, but it's not what I would call, heavy dating, like serious committed dating, okay? So I feel like there could be about two people that you will very lightly date, because you're going to have the North and South nodes are going to start squaring up with your Neptune, and you're going to start feeling like to get out and about and have a little bit of a social life, and that'll begin to happen in September.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Darling. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Terry. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I believe our lines are open. 888-228-4494, and we have another caller. Hello.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name?
It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
I finally got through to you. Yep. Oh, you called me on the phone. You're the greatest.
Thank you.
I have my chart in front of me.
What are the first letters of your last name?
MC.
M-C. All right. E-L. I need another letter.
E-L, capital E-L.
Okay. December 24th?
Yep.
That's you. Okay. So you got your chart, right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's interesting because just like our first caller, you are also a very late degree Libra rising. And just like our first caller, you have Jupiter and Venus in your first house. So tell me, what do you feel like? Do you feel like a Scorpio or do you feel like a Libra?
Libra. I don't know much about too much about Scorpio.
All right.
But I feel,
you know,
Libra.
And I'm going to suggest that, like I suggested to our first caller, that because you're a 27-degree Libra rising, even though, and she was a Capricorn, you're a Capricorn, I'm going to suggest that you read for Libra and then read for Scorpio and see what makes more sense to you, predictively, okay? Because when we're writing for, like, sun signs, we're writing daily horoscopes, we're writing weekly horoscopes, we're writing the way the horoscopes are written, if you read for your sun sign, then everything that we write will fall right into place in those houses. Like if I'm writing, okay, the moon is in Scorpio, if you're reading for Libra, then that's going to put Scorpio in your second house. If you read for Scorpio, it's going to put Scorpio in your first house, which is where it is.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, my daughter's Libra, and we are the same.
Okay, all right. And what is your question to me?
I just wanted to know, I have met some nice friends lately from back up north, and I want to know if I'll be moving back shortly and will I find a job up there?
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a big, this would be a rather big move for you, okay? And
yeah.
You have your north and south node are in Sagittarius and Gemini at 11 degrees, so that would put Saturn squaring your north and south node and telling you, remember I said Saturn is involved in these kind of like generational things where like it's time to do this and it's time to do that, right? So that would suggest that, yes, perhaps that you are going to go ahead with some plans to go back to where you used to be, which is the 11th house, and Saturn is in your 11th house. It could take a little bit longer, maybe a few months. Maybe you have a house to sell or you have, you know, things to pack up. So it looks to me like you could definitely be planning this and making a decision to do this even this month, maybe towards the end of this month after this eclipse.
Oh, okay. After the eclipse?
Yeah, we got the full moon eclipse is happening in your fourth house of home, family, new beginnings. And then we're going to have Saturn is going to be squaring up with your north and south node through the first week of September. That'll be your decision-making point right there at the end of August, August 27, 8, 9, 10, 30. And then August 28, 29, and 30, I'm sorry. And then through the first week of September, you will take about a week to make the decision. And then I feel like the move could come, you know, kind of quickly, maybe from, you know, October into November. Would you be going back up north when it was cold?
I will, yeah. And I just want to.
And you know, you, of course, you're a 1 degree Capricorn sun, and so you, Jennifer, are going to be first to tell us all what it's like to have Pluto on your sun. What is it like? You got a little taste of it. Was it fun?
Let me see. Lately, Pluto's been there a while, right?
Well, Pluto moved into the sign of Capricorn, and in March and April, it was directly conjoining your sun.
Well, feeling better. So far, nothing's happening yet, but, yeah, I feel a lot better.
Are you feeling stronger?
Yes, very.
Because
yep.
Pluto can give you a real sense of, like, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Were you feeling like that?
Yes. Yes. A lot. Pretty good that way. Yep.
Yep.
Spirit-wise.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
you're going to, if you were wondering, am I going to have the energy to do that move to pack up the house? You will, because you're going to have Pluto is going to be back up on your sun, and you'll feel like you'll feel like the Hulk.
All right, that'll be good.
All right,
thanks a whole lot.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, right, bye.
Bye. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and you see that, I love it when a lot of people bring along their charts and we can sit here and we can discuss the chart, and hopefully people can learn a little bit about astrology to go out and become great astrologers. And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Terry. It's Priya.
Hi, Priya. How are you?
I am good, Terry. Thank you. I was wondering if you could help me shed some light, I guess, on how these eclipses are kind of playing out for me.
Absolutely. Give me the first letters of your last name.
C-H-I.
Okay, C-H-I. Okay, C-H-I. And let me take a look and see. I need more letters.
Oh, last name, right?
Yeah, the last name.
Okay, so it's C-H-I-T-A?
C-H-I-T. Oh, I can't find you. What is on your chart? Do you have your chart in front of you, Priya?
I don't have my chart right in front of me, Terry. No, I don't.
Oh. Did I spell your name incorrectly, do you think?
I don't know. I can give you the full last name, C-H-I-T-A-L-E.
I can't find it. Oh, that's making me mad. Anyway, all right, so let's move on. Give me your date of birth.
October 1st, 1973.
Okay, so you want to know how these eclipses are affecting you, correct? And we
that's correct.
The new moon eclipse was at 9 degrees, Leo, and so that was in a nice aspect to your sun, all right? But remember, the eclipse doesn't just have an effect on that particular day. They are foretelling of events, all right? So it was in a beautiful aspect of your 8-degree Libra sun, and it's in a nice aspect to your moon, all right? So we're talking about opportunities to even out the emotions and opportunities for personal happiness, all right? The full moon eclipse, I'm not thinking that the full moon eclipse is going to have a detrimental effect. It occurs in Aquarius at about 24 degrees. It is going to square with your Venus, but it's also trining your Mercury. So is this an opportunity, an awkward opportunity to run into somebody and to talk to somebody, to open up the lines of communication? That's what that is indicating to me, all right? But remember, it doesn't happen on August 16th, the day of the full moon eclipse. It's foretelling of an event. So I think the eclipses in the month of August are actually going to affect your relationships and make them better.
Okay. Always great news for me.
Absolutely. So, but if it hasn't happened yet, sometimes the eclipses can happen very quickly, but most of the time they're foretelling of about 3 months, down the line, or this is what's going to happen, this is the events that are going to happen. Sometimes they happen right away, but most of the times it's something we can, like, just keep in the back of our mind and say, this is what's being foretold, all right?
Okay.
So I would say personal happiness and love.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. This was very helpful. And do you think I should just get a new chart from you just to kind of, like, not have problems with this? Is that possible?
What do you mean?
So you can pull up my information if we ever
if I spelled your last name wrong, Priya, definitely go to the site and put it in again, and we'll redo it. So next time you want to call on the radio, it's right there, and we can both look at it, and you can circle what I'm talking about. How's that?
That sounds awesome, right. Terry. Thank you very much, and take care.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. And you are listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Hi, everyone. I'm Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic. And if you haven't gotten your free natal birth chart yet, please go to my website, www.terrynazon.com. Get your natal chart. Bring it to the radio show. It's your one chance to talk to me and discuss your chart or what your concerns are or what the aspects are that we're talking about and how they affect your life and what's going on. Or you can even call me for a personal consultation and we can talk about what's going on with you at 888-334-7785. And you can also, how to get personal with me is also listed on my website at www.terrynazon.com. So we do have this full moon eclipse coming up, and you know, always during the full moon, people get a little loony. They get a little case of the lunar madness. So if you want to know how this full moon eclipse is going to affect you, give us a call here. We've got a few more minutes to take a couple more calls. 888-228-4494. And that's why I was telling some of the callers, it's very important for you to know exactly what rising sign you should be reading for on like the daily horoscopes or the weekly horoscopes. And because it could make a difference as to how predictive they actually are for you. As in today, we have the moon is in Scorpio. So if, like some of the ladies who have very late degree Libra risings could think that that moon, if they read for Libra, it's going to talk about the moon in your second house. If you read for Scorpio, it would say the moon in your first house, and it might make a little more sense to what's going on with you at a particular time. So the daily horoscopes, when they are written, just for your information, to if you're wondering how they're written, the daily horoscopes on the moon and the movement of the moon. Weekly horoscopes are based on, in some general term, what's the overall planetary influences and the planet Mars. So that's kind of how why I put the movement of Mars with the weekly horoscopes. And if you would like to speak to me, we still have a few lines open, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Don't forget to visit my website, and I also want to thank AbsoluteMediaWorks.com. Johan Wilches is our webmaster, and he is right now, this week, redoing the shopping cart with our secure server. And we just want to thank him. If you haven't been to his website and you haven't looked at all the marvelous things that he does with web design, you really should go there. The link is at the bottom of my webpage. So we'll appreciate that, and I know he will too. So we've got this eclipse at 24 degrees Aquarius along with the planet Neptune. If that doesn't say secrets revealed, or if you've got anything to hide, if that doesn't say you're going to be found out, I don't know what does, okay? And we have another caller. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lynn from Portland.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And what is your date of birth?
It's 4/30/69. I do have a chart from you.
Okay, and what are the first letters of your last name?
D-U-N.
D-U-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got you. April 30th, 1968. And do you have your chart with you?
Right, it's 1969.
Right, okay. I got it.
Sorry.
Okay. And how can I help you?
Well, I was wondering about the eclipses. And
yeah.
I do want to let you know, I read you every morning. And I've had one consultation with you. And
yeah.
You were kind of right on the ball.
Thank you.
You've been on the ball with a couple things.
Oh, thank you. Well, you do need to be concerned. In fact, anybody with these fixed planets in the late degree should be concerned with this full moon eclipse. The full moon eclipse is at 24 degrees Aquarius. It's right, if you have your chart in front of you and you look at pie slice number 2, you're going to see 24 degrees Aquarius right there. And so it's happening on your second house cusp of money. All right.
Okay,
Do you see it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's where the eclipse is happening, and that's where Neptune is retrograde right there. Your Mercury and your Neptune are opposing in the 4th and the 10th houses. So any dealings with other people, you need to be very careful of, all right? So my thoughts are you're going to get a phone call from someone who's going to, you know, really kind of shake you up, you know, especially if it has to do with money or legalities or other people's money or money that's owed or anything like this. What I suggest that people do, if it does seem to be triggered by a transit, is that you just wait. You don't jump, you don't make a move, you just wait. Anytime an event that you can figure out that has been triggered by a transit, let it pass. All right?
Okay.
All right? So it's going to happen on your second house cusp of money. I would be very careful in any sort of negotiations. Turn off the phone on that day.
Okay, I can do that, and that's kind of right on.
Yeah, and don't deal with it, and let the energy pass. All right?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Sounds
thank you for
good.
Calling.
Thank you.
And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Debbie calling from Ontario, Canada.
Hi. And
hi.
Have you gotten your prenatal chart with me?
Yeah, I do, but I can hardly read the writing on it.
Oh, okay. What's the first three letters of your last name?
L-E-W.
L-E-W. All right. And Debbie Lewis? And,
yeah.
And I've got about 20 Lewises, so they won't know which one you are, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And are you September 7th?
Yes, 1964.
Okay, and how can I help you?
Oh, I'm just calling in to see if I could get a quick reading or any information.
All right, so what we were talking about basically is this full moon eclipse that's coming up, and it's also happening on one of your house cusps, okay? That's why it's important to have your chart, because not only are the planets inside the chart meaningful, but the lines, the house cusp, and this comes within 3 degrees of your third house of communications, driving, thinking, all right? So that's telling me that around August 16th, August 15th, you know, you should be a little careful to pay attention on the road and just be a little more careful with driving, because you also have Pluto on your south node in your first house. So I'm thinking that maybe your concentration is a little off, your decision-making is a little off, you know, so you should be a little bit careful.
Okay.
All right, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. And that'll pass. That's the beauty about these transits. They're not forever. You have been going through that Pluto on your south node for quite some time, and it's kind of like first you want to go that way, then you want to go another way, and so it kind of disorients you, all right?
Okay.
So I would say just on the 16th, the 15th to the 17th, be careful on driving a little bit. That's all. All right?
So just keep more focused.
Huh?
I said just keep more focused.
Yes, exactly. Just keep a little bit more focused. And are you having problems in relationships at all, friends?
Yeah. Well, not friends, but just my boyfriend.
Yeah. And have you noticed that you are more intense than usual?
Actually, lately, over the last week and a half, yeah.
Okay. Because with Pluto on your south node, whenever we're dealing with Pluto transits, we can have a tendency to be a little heavy-handed, all right? Because Pluto deals with force, it deals with power, and it can make people a little tense to the point where they get a little mean-spirited, all right? So I would say watch what you say and just catch that every once in a while, okay, darling?
Okay. Anything for the new moon on the 30th?
Nope, I'm not seeing anything right yet. It's at 7 degrees. I think it's just going to foretell it's on your Mercury and your Uranus. Is there a trip coming up? And again, it's telling me be careful driving. Or so mechanics with the car.
No, actually, I don't have a car and I'm not driving.
All right. Well, but you do get in the car with other people, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's what it says. Everything with you is dealing with the third and the ninth houses. This is travel This is talking to people, communication. So, and because these aspects are not necessarily wonderful aspects, this is where you have things to learn yet. All right?
Okay, great.
Thank you. Bye. And we have one more caller on the line. Hello.
Hi, Terry. This is Binu.
Hi, Binu.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, very good. Terry, I have a question about my tax situation.
Yeah.
Went to see the CPA today, and
okay.
He said I'll have to pay a bunch of tax money, means which I didn't even think I'll have to do it. There was a discrepancy, and me and my ex-husband will have to share, but it's a huge amount.
Well, you know, again, this is about Saturn, you know, moving into your 12th house, okay, and it does that, you know, very shortly. So, you know, that's always the 12th house of debts. You're going to be fine with it, though. But call me on the other line. I have one more caller. Call me after the show. All right?
Oh, should I call you again?
Yeah, call me later after the show, we'll talk about it more. All right? We have one more caller here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And we have another caller. Hello.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
I wasn't sure if I got through or not.
You did, and I'm squeezing you in. So, what's your date of birth?
I know. I just looked at the clock.
Oh, what is your date of birth?
April 15th, 1958.
5'8" or 6'8"?
Excuse me?
5'8" or
58?
58. All right, and how can I help you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just listening to everything, and I just had a really, I don't know, weird month going on. I just wanted to call in.
All right. Now, you don't need a reason to call. We've got lots of planetary things going on to talk about, so nobody needs a reason to call in. And let's see, April 15th. And let me just scan here. So the full moon is going to be okay for you. You have Saturn opposing your moon, so sometimes when that happens, you can feel like all the money that you make goes out to pay bills. All right. So you got to get a hold of that. You got to get on budget. You know. You're in the midst of that right now, and I feel like that's going to last maybe another month. Okay, but without your natal chart, it's hard to see. So I feel that is the worst thing here. Your job is okay. You know, everything else is fine. It's just, I think you're missing the boat with your budget. I think you're not balancing your checkbook or someone's overbilling you for something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you may not find out for another month. So check all those bills.
Okay, I will. Okay.
All right, darling. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I only got to squeeze you in.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice night. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. And I think that's all about all the time we have. Remember, you are listening. This is Terry Nazon Talks Astrology, and you're listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And we're here every Thursday night at this time, 7 p.m. And you can go to my website, www.terrynazon.com, where you can get your free natal chart and follow along with us and enjoy our conversations about astrology and your chart and learn a little bit. If you'd like a private consultation with me, that's what I'm here for, 888-334-7785 at www.terrynazon.com. And I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. It's been a real pleasure talking to all of you who come to the website. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you next week.